Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, how you got started in the Rochester area?
I'm an operating engineer by trade. And in the wintertime, you know, you get laid off because the ground freezes. 40 years ago, you know, I wanted something to do in the wintertime. So I opened the restaurant up and my mother gave me the sauce, the sauce recipe. And after a while, I was selling more sauce than food. So I converted over to making the sauce. And so Wegmans took me on, believe it or not, about 38 years ago. And they've been a partner ever since. And I've grown a bit and have my own facility now and steady trying to grow.
Did it start with Wegmans? Were we the first retailer that you were partnered with and kind of started small and grew that way?
I'd say one of the two. At that time, we had a Bell's here, and Bell's and Wegmans took it on. Other than that, we're doing corner stores and meat markets. And we figure it's a great cross-merchandiser, so that's what we're doing with the meat markets and the boss sauce.
How has that partnership here with Wegmans and over the past 38 years really helped your business to grow?
A lot. You know, everybody shops at Wegmans. Everybody has a chance to taste it. And word of mouth, you know, they asked me about products. See Wegmans. And that's where they go. And that's how it's been over the years.
And now we have Boss Sauce in all of our stores, I think, Aaron?
The original one is in all of the stores. And then some of the other flavors, it kind of varies depending on the size of the planogram and the space that we have for sauces and condiments overall. But the mild and the hot, which I think, Eddie, are the kind of the two mainstays, are right. What's in most stores.
Right. Those are the main ones, yes. We have a new one coming out. It's Boss Marinade, which is going to be great. Oh, boy, it's going to be great.
Okay. So tell us a little bit just about the history of your company and how you've grown. You said you have a facility now. So where did you kind of start making your sauces and where do you make them now?
Well, I made it at Canal Street off of Main Street. And we're on the fifth floor and had a lot of people there with one elevator. So it was tough. And we used to pour by hand. And over the years, you know, I added equipment and I moved to Hudson Avenue. We're Center City, and I like the place here because I try to hire inner city, you know, for jobs and stuff, and right across the street from Jordan Health Center, next to a church, a apartment complex, bus line, cabs. So this is a focal place for me, and I have my place set up here, and I have room to grow, and so that's what I'm banking on.
So how many employees do you have right now?
11. We don't make sauce every day, but when we're working, we make about 11, have 11 people, excuse me.
So how often do you make sauces?
About every 2 weeks. We'll fill the place up, then we let our inventory go down, we go back up again. We have some equipment. My equipment is pretty fast. I make like maybe 12,000 jars a day when we're running, so it's pretty fast.
How do you guys ramp up for like the summertime?
Well, you know, believe it or not, we sell... winter's a little shorter, but during that period of winter, we sell more sauce in the winter. And over the years, I've been trying to figure that out. You know, how are we selling more sauce in the winter?
Football. But
we come to football. You got it. Yeah.
So you make all of the sauces right here in Rochester?
Yes. Yes. Everything here.
And then how does it get distributed?
We hire trucks to send it out, or like Cavalier, and there's about four different major distributors who send our product out to this. Food service, city school district, and we're in their lunch program because of the nutritional value.
So tell me about that, the lunch program then for the inner city school.
The lunch program? Well, years ago, my son made a pitch to the city school district, you know, for nutritional foods and stuff. And having a little recognition with the Boss Sauce, they took our product in. And they use it in high schools right now. And so I'm trying to come across a portion pack machine for the younger school. For the grammar schools and stuff, because now they can handle the portion packs better than they can the squeeze bottles.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Portion pack is my next thing there. And I think they took our product in mainly because of nutritional value and no refrigeration. So it's a good match for the school. And we're in a lot of food service. We're in a lot of all the corner stores, the restaurants, sandwich shops. We find it everywhere.
Is that just talking just locally, like Rochester-based places, or?
Yes. Yes, we have sporadically. I ship to Florida, Sanford, Florida, Georgia, and it's starting to take hold there. But yes, mainly in Rochester, upstate New York, and stuff like that. Yeah.
And Wegmans everywhere.
And Wegmans everywhere. North Carolina everywhere.
That's awesome. Tell me about your sauces. Like, how many are there now, and what's your favorite that you have?
Well, the new one, the marinade is going to be good. It's going to be real good. It's going to be real good. I tasted it. You know, you have to put it together and everything. Then you start testing it and stuff. And you say, wow, this is pretty good. And the blue cheese is good. Man, I mean, well, all of them are good, really. We have the mild. We have the hot. Like you said, we have the thicker, richer, the blue cheese, the jerk, and we're coming up with the marinade. But they're all good, you know, and that. I guess the flavor is whoever is their taste.
Yeah.
And I've been testing it, the marinade, and it's nothing but good raves with it.
And so do you have a team who comes up? How do you create the recipes? Who develops that?
I do. Well, every now and then, like the jerk sauce, for instance, that's Van. Yeah. That's Van. Her recipe. And I just have to, I do my little scientific thing to make it shelf stable. And, I do know how to do that with the sauce because, you know, they're all vinegar based. So it's sort of it's getting a little easy for me to do it now.
Okay. Now, my next question is for you, Erin. How, mm-hmm. I know you said that we have some sauces that go to all stores. How is that mm-hmm. decided? Like, what sauces go where? Is it a regional thing? Is it a space thing? Is it
it's a combination. I would say a combination of all the things. You know, I think the boss sauce, the original, it's just been a mainstay for so long. And we, as we've opened in other places, get requests for it. So it just kind of extends to all the different stores. I think overall, too, we have, depending on the different regions, too, we have some other regional sauces, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, folks like Eddie who have a facility or a brand formula. So we also like to try to work with folks, you know, in the different mm-hmm. regions that we are. So some of it also comes down to space, and then it's seeing like the newer sauces that have come on board recently, seeing how those perform and if they're doing, you know, and this is for anything, not just the boss sauce, but
right.
if they're new and if they're, you know, they're gaining traction, gaining sales where they're at, then there's, you know, possibilities that it could expand to, you know, more stores,
right.
Just as the sales grow and, you know, people become familiar with the new products.
So I think, Erin, it's important for two Wegmans to look at, and you mentioned that like local suppliers, right? Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little bit about the importance of that? How do we find local suppliers? How do we support small businesses and help them grow? Like Eddie said, for 38 years.
You know, a lot of the times it might be, there's all different ways that we find out about, you know, more regional, local folks, mm-hmm. or, you know, it's word of mouth from other people within Wegmans. They might see something when they're out and about, whether it be Rochester, Buffalo, any, you know, any place. You know, I think folks, entrepreneurs, they have a lot of excitement and passion for their products. Right. So they might go into a store and, you know, talk to the store managers, and they'll kind of then get back in contact with us as merchants to understand, because some of the details and logistics of setting somebody up to sell product at the store. But so we get it, you know, from just operationally folks there. And then it's just giving products a wider audience by being able to, you know, sell things at Wegmans in the store versus maybe at someone's restaurant. I think it's just being inquisitive and being open to understanding the product and the need that it's filling for, you know, our customers, and what makes it unique and different versus, you know, other things that we have on the shelf, or even other things that are kind of within, in this instance, kind of that sauce category. You know, people take a lot of obviously pride in the products that they produce. So, you know, I think we're always striving to find things that are unique and, you know, just give people and give our customers a choice that they don't have at this moment. I think that's Robert Wegmans, you know,
right.
paraphrasing his famous
yep.
words
right.
as merchants, but we're always looking for things that are new and different. And then, you know, not just kind of leaving them in the dust, giving them the time, the attention, the placement on the shelf to, you know, help them be successful.
So if we go back 38 years, did Wegmans help with any of that from transitioning to, I have a sauce in my restaurant to, I'm going to have retail sauces?
Yeah, they give you the information of what you need, and then you take that to the printer. You have to, you know, log in to, or not log in, but find out who, I forget now who it was, but your application, and you have to sign up in New York State and so on and so forth, Health Bureau, everything. And there's a code you have to follow.
Right.
There is a process, but it wasn't that hard. And everybody, Wegmans helped a lot in starting off. Of course, you know, Rochester, we're both from Rochester, so it means a lot. And they were right there to help.
What's kind of next?
Because I don't make sauce every day, it's sort of difficult to keep somebody on. And so my goal is to be full time. And I find out located here in the city that a lot of the inner city people come looking for work and everything. And sometimes I don't have it. And that bothers me that I can't keep people full time and stuff. So it's always been my goal to be in an area or have the ability to provide that job. I've always tried to pick an area that's perfect for everybody in it, because I see some of the problems with people working in inner city, like vehicles and transportation and stuff like that. Here, everything's right here. And it's working. I can see it working. Mm-hmm. And it's just my goal. It's some thing I want to do.
Thanks for listening. Talk soon.